It was pointed out yesterday when we were doing the readings how that Acts 27 has a large number of details regarding ships. And here's a little extra thing here. In verse 40 it says, in the Authorized Version, when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and themselves is in italics. However, the many other versions translate this verse, for example, the NIV, cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea. So it wasn't that they were committing themselves, the people were committing themselves to what would happen in the sea, rather that they were committing the anchors to the sea, they would leave them. Now that was apparently the normal procedure with what are called the storm anchors, because they cannot be retrieved. They're the traditional shaped anchors that you would see, say, on the Royal Navy emblem. And the idea is that they dig into the seabed in such a way, well, certainly these did, in such a way that they could not be removed. And so the procedure was to just cut them off. They were the last resort, and they were used in a storm. However, they, under those circumstances, they would normally be deployed from the bow of the ship. And so the bow of the ship would then face towards the stormy winds and waves. And that's the safest position to be in a storm, with the front of the ship, the bow, heading towards the direction from which the wind is coming. But the passage actually says that they were deployed from the stern. In verse 29 it says, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Now this is rather interesting, because although it's not the best direction in general, by deploying the anchors from the stern, it would mean that the ship would face the shore, because they were being driven onto these rocks, and that would make it a lot easier for the ship to attempt to drive up onto the land. And that's what happens, because it says they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. It has been suggested that the sailors, because the storm anchors were normally kept then in the bow of the ship, normally speaking, that's where they would be lashed on the front of the ship somewhere. And what had happened would have been that the sailors, having cut them off, would have taken the rope to the stern of the ship, and then the ship would have swung round, even though they were released from the bow of the ship, they could then have, if they'd held the end of the rope at the stern, the ship would have turned around. Or maybe these storm anchors were at the stern in the first place, which would have made things simpler. These storm anchors, by the way, are not to be confused with the normal anchors that they used at that time. The normal anchor was a smaller thing made out of a stone with probably three holes, one for the rope, and a couple of holes to put wood dowels through, which would catch in the seabed to some extent, but they could be retrieved by pulling up. There's rather a lot in that verse 40 of Acts 27.